Hey guys, Steve here, and I'm the rabbit. Hey, get a pen or something to take notes with. I'll be giving you some information you might find interesting. And with that said, hey, you know, we've come full circle, it seems. About a year ago, I made my first recording. I've learned a lot, thanks to my friends and the council members. And as I listen to myself introduce the first meeting where I made my recording, I find myself wanting to correct what I say. I was new to public speaking and also uninformed about the nuances of this pool issue. The process of learning to say what you think and become informed does require a person to allow for this and be open to correction. I know that. I knew that going in. Well, I won't go back and edit it. I do believe that it's important for public record. I will correct myself now. And in the beginning of my first show, in the Rabbit 8911 archive, labeled What Are We Thinking, I stated the pool in town was fine and the pool in the park has a crack. This actually is reversed, and the pool in the park just needed maintenance, and the crack in the pool has never been deemed unfixable. Seems a lot of people are unaware of this and still act as like the crack is and some rusted pipes. And, okay, some tiles means we have to throw out the historic site, you know. This is the pool that Hondo Crouch dedicated, nonetheless. It's kind of crazy. But whatever. I've heard it many times that since our pool's got a crack in it, now we have to retrofit the pool to meet new handicap regulations. But that's not entirely true. But I won't argue that point. Because I think that we as a community would want to allow access to all people, handicapped or whatever. But I want to make it clear that we can repair the pool. If you don't believe me, ask the question yourself. Ask for facts, not photos and assumptions. That kind of just gets me up sometimes. But hey, this is out of my control. Or is it? Why was the pool committee not tasked with looking at the option of just repairing it? Why do they believe it's a lost cause? Can they show some proof? I don't think they were tasked with that. No. I have been asking for proof for nearly a year now, and no one can present me with a document that states anything like that. Well, something like that they can. Ifs, ands, and whatevers, but no facts. If you got a document like that, come on. You know, email me at fbglive@gmail.com or come by the coffee shop. You can drop it off over there. Graham gave me a document, but there was nothing there about not being able to fix it. Some conjecture there, but that's about it. Lots of photos and words about rusted pipes. Okay, on to the meat. When I interrupted the mayor on the night of the 14th by first raising my hand, when I properly lowered it, when he gestured for me to lower it, I assumed you would get to me when Linda finished telling us that there would be no public comment on the pool issue at that time. But he didn't. I asked a question which has been allowed as an exception in various meetings. Well, so let me first play you a statement by Meryl Musselman after the dually issue. They had a heated discussion with a resident. But anyways, the mayor took some time and, you know, he straightened this out. Here, have a listen.
City council meetings are your government in action. It is representative democracy at the level closest to the people. City council meetings are a time for elected officials and city staff to come together to discuss and consider public policy agenda items. They are a time for guest speakers to make presentations to the council about issues that affect our city. These meetings are also designed as a forum for the public to attend, to listen, and to participate by speaking during public hearings and public comment. Also, these meetings are an opportunity for city council to speak and to interact in discussion with people. I ask that during these proceedings, certain rules of decorum be observed. These rules of decorum apply to city council members and city staff, as well as to the public. These rules include being respectful to the person speaking, actively listening without interrupting, and talking in a civil tone of voice. People will not always agree on issues, but we can be courteous, considerate, and respectful when we do disagree. I ask that we all maintain a level of professionalism and politeness at these meetings.
I so agree with the mayor, and apologize if I was out of line that night, and I'm sorry. The rules have been flexible the last few months, and I've found it most refreshing, and believe it has helped communications between us all. I know you're not allowing a comment period. It was due to time constraints. I think we need to focus on communications and work the time issues out. Matters like this should not be rushed. But back to my apologies. For all of you who have been asking me what happened, here's the clip of where I met the police chief.
While $3.1 million is near the amount previously defeated in the bond election and a huge amount of money, it is also an amount that provides two pools with properly functioning systems and a safer, cleaner environment. Both sites provide improved tree-shaded park-like settings and convenient parking that will be beneficial to not just the youth of the community, but the grandmas and grandpas and everyone in between. The pool committee has discussed, modified, discussed some more, and changed this proposal numerous times, all with the distinct purpose of meeting the wants and needs of the citizens. With near unanimous support from the pool committee, we are now anticipating the community's response that we will get. While we're not taking questions tonight, you all have a very busy schedule, we do hope that the people who are here and their friends and family will contact a pool committee member or a council member, or in writing let us know what they thought about the presentation. And also, I understand that the city council will be setting dates for two town meetings. As a pool committee, we would like to encourage everyone that's here to attend. Bring your families. One of the meetings, I believe, will be scheduled for an afternoon where you can come after school with your children and let them take a look with you. There will also be an opportunity to fill out comment forms and to discuss the presentation that we'll have at that time with some storyboards. You can discuss that with the pool committee members. A final proposal will be hopefully be presented to the city council in February or perhaps the first meeting in March, so that y'all can take action at that time. A suggestion might be to post, if the city would consider posting the PowerPoint on their website, so that people could take a look at it there, and there may be some method there that would encourage people to respond based on what they've seen there. So, we thank everybody and hope y'all like it. Besides the high dollars.
Mr. Mayor, you need to take responses to this. You can't just blow it off. You're going to take comments after that.
We're not taking comments tonight.
Don't interrupt
the
meeting.
You're not going to take comments?
Don't interrupt the meeting.
Who are you?
I'm the police chief. Don't interrupt the meeting.
Kind of a dramatic way to start an interaction with the person, but hey. Hey, chief. Man, I meant no harm. As you know, things have been loose lately. In the future, I will listen to your request with authority in the city council. I believe you acted within your authority and apologize for not understanding who was talking to me. You know, I always wondered what your role is. Now I know. And thank you for handling it in such a good way. I've listened to how we interacted and, you know, my hat's off to you, man. Thanks. In closing, I will address two points. These new pools will cost the residents, their children, and grandchildren over $5 million. Gotta remember financing. You are borrowing money for this. Okay, don't believe me? Hey, ask the former councilman Bjorn. Have a listen.
Last point, that this pool's going to cost us, or this proposed pool will cost us $5 million over time. When you buy a house or a car, and you look at what you pay, the retail price for that house, and then you pay over time, you pay almost twice. Same thing here.
Okay, last thing. Here we go, next clip.
The town pool was originally built in 1953. It served the community as the only public pool for 16 years, when in 1969, Lady Bird Park Pool opened up. Since 1969, the city of Fredericksburg has operated two pools open to the public during the summer months. Today, both the park and town pool are in deplorable condition. You can see from these pictures here, the lack of continual investment and maintenance is beyond belief. Previous and current city councils in the community should be embarrassed by the conditions of these pools.
I so agree with the pool committee that we should be ashamed about the management of the pools. Where is the outrage? Is this going to be mismanaged again? What went wrong the first time? Well, you know, the people responsible are no longer in office. But is that true? Has any of you gone down that rabbit trail? Seems to me that Tommy, Scott, and Graham are relatively new. But Tom, Tim, and Gary have been around for a long time. Perhaps had some part, we may never know. Would it not be wonderful to see documents related to who said what, actually listen and search audio files for different officials' comments when related to a subject? Well, hey, hold on. I got a big surprise coming soon. Get ready to write this down. You ready? Okay. I will be announcing it Saturday, January 21st, 2012 on Govern America. You can get it live on the website governamerica.com. Once again, governamerica.com. Or you can listen by phone. The phone number is 712-432-0075. There is an access code. Once you dial that number, you would dial the access code 118466 and then hit the pound key. Once again, that phone number is 712-432-0075. Access code is 118466, then hit the pound key. It's also on AM FM stations across the country. Yeah. That's right. Nancy Battle and I are going to be on the radio talking about Fredericksburg Agenda 21 and this new way to find what is said and by who. Sorry about the teaser, guys. Well, don't worry. I will expand a bit next week on my own show. So just watch the site. And until then, love you guys. Take care.